The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. And I said I would try to stay away from the impeachment thing. And I will for the most part. But during the break, I turned up the volume on the TV in our studio and... It is beyond me. It is just beyond me. The Democrats are trying to impeach the President of the United States for obstructing Congress. That's one of the two major charges, obstructing Congress. Over what? A phone call that the President released the transcript to. Obstruction means he's hiding. He's hiding something, obstructing. That was the big deal with Nixon. Remember that? It wasn't the crime. It was the cover-up. That was the problem with Nixon. It wasn't the crime. It was a second, third-rate burglary. And we're not sure that Nixon knew about it. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. But the thing was the cover-up. Obstruction. A telephone call that the president immediately released the entire transcript to. Here it is. Here's what he said. Here's what I said. It's mind blowing to me. And as I said, I think it's going to blow up big time in the face of the Democrats. The polls are showing that. The popularity of Donald Trump has increased in the last month considerably. Do you remember about 3 months ago, CNN, USA Today, NBC, they were all taking polls comparing Donald Trump with the Democratic candidates. Do you remember what the headlines were over and over and over and over again? Every Democratic candidate would beat Donald Trump in the next election. You remember that? You know I'm not making that up. Just 2, 3, 4 months ago, we saw those headlines constantly. It was a new poll out every month. And it was, you know, it was Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. And the headline was always, all of the Democratic candidates in a head-to-head battle would beat Donald Trump. USA Today, yesterday, Donald Trump is now leading every single Democratic candidate, every single one of them. What has all the impeachment hearings done? Dramatically increased the president's popularity, and the number, the percentage of Americans who want him impeached and removed from office has declined, depending on the poll, anywhere from 5 to 10 points in the last 2 weeks. That's huge. It's still a slim majority, but a majority of Americans now say, no, don't impeach him and remove him from office. Whereas 3 to 4 weeks ago, the majority, it was a slim majority, but the majority of Americans said, yeah, we need to get rid of the guy. It has not hurt the president. And I think the reason is because most Americans still have a little bit of common sense and still have at least a little bit of ability to think for themselves. Not all, but I think most do. So anyway, that's it. I'm going to move on. I think I know what the result is. Let me pull up the report from Salvation Army and give you the good news. If you weren't listening at the end of the program yesterday, we have exceeded now $9,000 for the Salvation Army here in Central Ohio. Our goal was $8,000. Our goal was $8,000, and we have exceeded that by $1,104.93. Right now, we are standing at $9,104.93. Such good news, wonderful news, and I am just praising God for this incredible, incredible, incredible audience. Thank you, thank you. And remember, every penny stays here in Central Ohio. Not one penny goes to the national office, and there's nothing wrong with money going to the national office, but every penny that you have given will stay right here in Central Ohio and help your friends, your neighbors, your family members who are in need this Christmas season. And the thing that excites me, I think, more than anything else, is the Salvation Army is really hurting, really hurting. Locally, they're running about $100,000 behind where they were a year ago. Well, you folks have done your part. Our goal, $8,000. You have given $9,104.93. And yes, you can continue to give. The banner is still up at thewordcolumbus.com. If you would like to give, listen, you folks have gone above and beyond. So I'm not hitting this real heavy. I'm just throwing it out. If you have not yet given and you want to help, thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner and give. But I just had to share that wonderful news with you. We have exceeded our goal by over $1,000. Now, this story is, I'll do that story later. All right, that's a story out of Great Britain. Let me give you a story here in America. This may give you an idea that the war on Christmas has not ceased. We talk a lot about the war on Christmas. We have for several years now. And a lot of people say, well, the war is over. Oh, no, it's not. Let me prove it to you. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. Now, isn't he the most recent? Yeah. Or was that Kavanaugh? He is one of the two justices nominated by Donald Trump. He is one of the newer justices. He was on Fox and Friends, on the Fox News channel, for an interview yesterday morning. Okay? Yesterday morning. Host Ainsley Earhart introduced Justice Gorsuch and said, and I quote, "A rare live interview. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, good morning to you, sir." Gorsuch, the Supreme Court Justice, responded with, "Merry Christmas." Okay. He said, "Merry Christmas." He say anything else? Well, yeah, he said other things, but he didn't say anything else about Christmas. He just said, she said, "Good morning to you." He said, "Merry Christmas." The left wing is going crazy. Here are some of the tweets from some left-wing leaders. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch just appeared on Fox and Friends this morning, making a point to parrot the Merry Christmas talking point of the GOP. What? Merry Christmas is a talking point of the GOP? This individual goes on. If he's willing to go on Fox and throw a shout-out to Republican narratives, what else is he willing to do? Really? Because he said Merry Christmas? Yep. A liberal stand-up comedian, Sean Kent, said that he was triggered by it. And he said, quote, "On Fox News, Neil Gorsuch made a point to say Merry Christmas, just like he gained the freedom to say it under Trump. This guy is such a worst-case scenario of a stolen Supreme Court seat." because he said Merry Christmas? Yeah. The Twitter sphere was filled with angry comments from left-wingers condemning a Supreme Court justice who had the audacity to say, Merry Christmas. And over and over and over again, he was accused of using Republican talking points. I had no idea that Merry Christmas was a Republican talking point. Had no clue. My goodness. Yeah, so the war on Christmas does continue. Wow. Hey, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and we'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you were to listen to the liberal left, you would think that America has become a completely secular culture, that America wants nothing to do with any Christian traditions. Yeah, that's what the liberal left would want you to believe, but it is not true. Listen to this brand new poll from Rasmussen. 3/4 of American adults say Christmas should be celebrated in public schools. Yeah, in public schools. 3/4. Here's the story. Nearly 5 times as many Americans say schools should celebrate Christmas as say they should not. 76% of American adults say, yeah, let's celebrate Christmas in public schools, not just in the public square, but in public schools. Only 16% said no, and 8% said not sure. And I find this interesting. Quote, regardless of gender, party affiliation, and marital status, 3 out of 4 adults agree that public schools should celebrate Christmas. Then they break it down by race. 86% of black adults want Christmas celebrated in public schools, compared to 74% of whites and 76% of other races. I find that fascinating. When broken down by race, 74% of white people believe that Christmas should be celebrated in public schools, but 86% of black adults. Now, I hesitate to bring politics into this, but you can't hardly help but observing the overwhelming majority of black Americans are Democrats. The overwhelming majority. Now, that's beginning to change, by the way. It is. There is a major change in the black community concerning parties and the party and politicians they support. But still, the overwhelming majority of black adults in America are Democrats. And 86% of black adults say Christmas should be celebrated in public schools, in spite of the fact that the people who oppose celebrating Christmas in public schools are overwhelmingly Democratic. I don't know of a single Republican who is opposed to Christmas being celebrated in public schools. I don't know of a single one. But you don't have to go very far to find a liberal left-wing Democrat says, oh, we're a secular country. I don't know. I find that fascinating. But I commend the black community 86% of black adults want Christmas celebrated in public schools. Good, 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 good. Then they went on. Another question. Should religious symbols like Christmas nativity scenes, Hanukkah menorahs, and Muslim crescents be allowed on public land? Yes, 69%. This is public land. No, 17%. Not sure, 14%. Then they get down into employment status. By employment status, government workers express the strongest support for allowing religious symbols on public land. I wouldn't have thought even to ask that question, but I find that fascinating. By employment status, government workers express the strongest support for allowing religious symbols on public land, 79%, followed by retired adults, 76%, private sector workers, 71%, and other employees, 57%. Poll was conducted December 8th through 9th of this year. Interesting. So while America has drifted farther and farther to the left and has become more and more secular, 76% of Americans, huge, huge majority, believe that Christmas should still be celebrated in public schools. And that brings up the topic of the tyranny of the minority that you and I talk about a lot. We're a tiny, tiny minority. And by the way, one of the hallmarks of America is that minorities are treated equally. They have rights. But this is not a majority-run country. It is not. Never has been. And I hope never will be. We are a representative republic. And our founding fathers and the Constitution never intended for the 1 or 2% to rule the land. They never intended for the 1 or 2% to take away the rights, the privileges, and the beliefs of the overwhelming majority. And yet that's what the liberal left is attempting to do. Still very strong public sentiment for Christmas celebrations in public schools and religious symbols like nativity scenes on public land. That's good news. Yeah, that's good news. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. Stay tuned.